Next is Evan Buddy Haston. Did I get that right?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm reading my own handwriting here, which is dangerous. So, Buddy, congratulations. Tell us about yourself. How long have you been driving?
Well, 50-plus years I've been in these trucks.
Wow.
And it's a good industry.
Yeah. Okay. You just said something that you don't always hear after decades of experience. It's a good industry. You know, I sat down one time with a television news crew who was, you know, I don't know exactly the piece that they were doing, but the questions were, you know, seemed to be, okay, you know, give us all of the problems of the industry or, you know, maybe, you know, some kind of investigative piece. And I had nothing but positives to say from listening to people like you, Buddy, from listening to people who, you know, Not everything is perfect in a career, but you said it. It's a good industry. What makes you say that after 50 years? What drives you to say that?
Well, it's a good industry to get into. It's a hard life at times,
yeah.
But it's a rewarding time. I can provide for my family a little bit better than I can in some other field.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I love it. It's do you think it was always a calling? Was that open road, you know, decades ago, that calling to you to be out there and driving truck?
No, not really. I got into the trucking business. I had a friend that was – I was a dispatcher for a big company. Well, I had a good friend that worked there, and he had a mail run, and he would – enticed me into running one of his trucks on the weekend.
Okay.
And I got to thinking, I can make more money driving that truck than I can on my regular job. And this went on for quite a spell.
Yeah.
And one day he talked me into leaving my job and driving permanently for him.
Wow.
And it's just escalated from there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and it's great. So we're at this point today, and you're with National Carriers, is that right?
Yes.
How long have you been with National?
National Carriers, 28 years.
28 years. You know, when you say, when you start out and say this is a good industry, and then you just say what you said coupled with that, I've been there 28 years, tells me a lot about that company. You know, and that means that you're successful. Again, you're happy in that place. So that's a testament to their business model, right?
They're a good company. They have they bend over backwards. It's really excuse me. It's really a two-way street.
Sure.
If you want to make the industry work,
yeah.
You've got to put your best foot forward,
right.
and do your best job.
Right.
And it'll always work for you.
Yeah. Always do you know, your best. Always give the effort and follow the process, you know, and show up. I mean, you've been showing up for all of these years. That's what it's all about. Tell us about your location. Where is it?
Well, I chose Petro and Amarillo. That reason I chose that, I go through there quite a bit.
Right.
And I have got to know the managers, all the waitresses there.
Yeah.
And being a borderline diabetic, all the girls have got to know me.
Uh-huh.
And they watch what I eat and if I order something. Buddy, that's not good for you, and they
yeah.
don't let me have it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I go to Colorado fishing. So when I go from Dallas to Colorado, I go through, and I've stopped and fueled at that Petro. I've had lunch a few times at that Petro, and that's a great, great location, great staff. And, you know, it because of the traffic, Amarillo, of course, with I-40 and just the heavy traffic, you know, they have a pretty quick pace at that location, as you already know.
Mm-hmm, they do.
And keeping up with that has to be a really, really big job. But they do it, and they still have a smile on their face, you know, so they love their work. So your name's going to be up there. That's pretty great. What does that mean to you?
It kind of says you have accomplished something that maybe somebody else couldn't do.
Right.
Now, I don't put drivers down because there's a lot of them out here.
Sure.
It's got a better qualified, better job.
Mm.
It's just I am honored that they have chosen me for this
yeah.
day.
Yeah. What do you do all, when you're off the road? What are your hobbies? What are your interests?
Well, I've got to be outside working.
Hmm.
I love woodwork.
Okay, and, great. Wow.
And I would go in the garage and do woodwork and stuff like that just
yeah.
to keep busy.
Yeah.
And
I love that. And you're involved in your church as well, community
oh,
church?
Oh, yes.
Sure,
yes.
Sure.
God is my number one.
Yeah, wow. That's terrific. That's just terrific. And, you know, this is just great. And buddy, we wish you all the best. And I can't wait until my next fishing trip to stop in there in Amarillo. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to take a picture. And I'm going to tell everybody I can talk to that I met Buddy. I know Buddy. And so this is just terrific. Something truly to brag about. Congratulations.
And thank you very much.
And next on our list is Jim Wilcox. And, Jim, welcome and congratulations to you, sir. Tell us about yourself. How long have you been driving trucks?
Well, thank you, Eric. I'm actually a second-generation trucker. My dad was in the business 55 years.
Wow.
I'll start my 40th year come June.
Wow.
And been driving about 35 of that.
Yeah.
Going on 36 driving.
Yeah, just amazing.
And I actually retired from Yellow Freight in 2009 after 31 years of service. And I decided to continue to work within the industry doing some CDL examining for the state of New Mexico.
Right.
And recently, within the last 4 years, I've had a friend that called and asked if I'd like to move some show trucks for the factories. And there's a small company out of Kentucky that I've gone to work for that moves the Peterbilts and Kenworths, Max, Freightliners, and Western Stars. And so I've got a chance to, every time I go to work, it's a brand new truck, which isn't all bad.
I love it.
I'm enjoying that for
sure.
Yeah. But early on, I taught that the trucking industry is family.
Yeah.
And every time you get behind the wheel, you've got the opportunity to give back by your actions.
Yeah.
I mean, what you do on the road it demonstrates what a real truck driver is about. I mean,
yeah.
Most people on the road aren't going to remember a driver that's doing the right things out there, but I guarantee you they're going to remember the ones that tailgated them or cut them off or didn't use their signals.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't do the right things.
Sure.
And the one great thing about this TA and Petro program is they're lifting up. I don't really feel this award's for me as much as it is for the other hundreds of thousands of drivers that every day go get behind the wheel, turn that key, and try to do the same thing that I do.
Yeah.
You know, I've looked up to those guys my entire life through the truck driving championships that I was involved in and wanting to be a more professional driver and know more about the industry and hone my skills and get out there and be the best possible driver that I could possibly be on a daily basis.
By the way, you were inducted into the YRC National Driver Hall of Fame in 2013. That has to be a terrific honor in and of itself.
It was to date. And, of course, YRC, Yellow Roadway Combined, has been in business since the mid-20s, so long history there.
Yeah.
They've inducted 12 drivers into that, so I feel very blessed to be a part of that.
Tell us about your location.
I chose Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's close to where I grew up. My family's all around there. My mom, my mother-in-law, my brothers and sisters will be able to come out. And
what a great place.
It's going to be a good time for sure.
Yeah, that's great. Now, is it TA or Petro?
It's a TA location.
It's a TA location. Mm-hmm. That's great. And Albuquerque is just a great town.
It's a good spot. I mean, yeah. I-25 and I-40 come together there.
Yep.
Got a lot of truck traffic coming through. It's a good facility, and I tell you what, TA and Petro are doing it right. They've got good, healthy food options. They're adding walking trails, some fitness centers. I mean, they're really trying to look out for us out there.
You know, and I love that because, again, that goes back to the business model and the practices that they have had in recent years, especially in wrapping that up, that one-on-one with drivers, you know, it seems like, or the driver community collectively, where they're just listening to those suggestions and saying, okay, what would you like to see at our locations? What would you like? And all of these changes that they've brought about are a result of that relationship that they've built with the driving community. And to me, it's the greatest business model you can have in business, period, and certainly in the business that they are in. So really great. What does that mean to you to be, you know, as you mentioned, you chose Albuquerque, you know, in terms of the proximity to family and everything else. What does that
Eric,
mean to you?
A unique thing about this week here is we've got to meet the senior management team from TA and Petro, and they virtually, they want to hear from the drivers out there. They want to know from us, what are we seeing? What are they doing right? What do they need to do? You know, what can they do to make our lives easier? They're really working hard.
Right.
As you mentioned earlier, they've got the open lines of communication that you just don't see in most businesses today.
Right.
It's pretty impressive. I guarantee you, our listeners out there could pick up the phone and get a hold of somebody in a significant position at TA and Petro. And lend an ear. They want to hear those, good or bad. They want those calls.
Well, I've had conversations with Tom Litkus, Tom O'Brien, you know, the head of the company, and others with TA Petro, and that's it. There's nothing in between. We want to hear, you know, your honest feedback to us, and that's so refreshing because, you know, when Idella mentioned, you know, be honest. That's another common thread with drivers, and that is maybe it's not what you want to hear, but it's honesty, and that's where you build that respect and that integrity, but you also build that greater relationship. I look at the driving community and trucking in general as this big, you know, this big kind of one community, as you mentioned, together, but we all serve, you know, all of us on the fringe that aren't driving, help to serve the drivers, or we should. We should work to that effort. And TA Petro, of course, and what they do have done a great job in meeting that. So congratulations, Jim.
I appreciate that.
I may have to stay on my way home from Colorado. May have to stay on 25 a little bit longer and go through Albuquerque and come by your location.
Okay.
I know I will be there at some point, but I can't wait to see it. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
And
thanks for your time.
Thank you. And last but not least is Char's husband, Dick Pingle. Dick, welcome. We've met before. Your wife and I have worked with nonprofits before together. She's another great representative of this industry, and so are you. Congratulations. Good to see you.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me last. I mean, if I didn't question why I was on this to begin with, after listening to all these four, now it's even worse.
I saw your dossier, and I know you know a little bit more about you as well. And again, it's an impressive you know background and history that you bring to the table, and it's I know much appreciated. So tell us about your operation. How long have you been driving truck now?
Well, I got my license at 16, so I was driving on the farm, but I didn't really count it until I bought my first truck in 83.
Right.
So I've been driving since 80.
Yeah.
I consider my career started in 83.
Yeah, and you are you're driving for?
I'm leased to D&G Transportation out of Germantown, Wisconsin.
Okay, great. And what is it that, I guess, you know, what would you say is your overall view of the industry right now? We hear a lot of positive things, especially in a setting like this. I mean, would you echo those sentiments, you know, right now in the trucking industry? A lot of great things, good time to be in the trucking industry?
I guess it's a job that, like you said, it's a hard job.
Yeah.
But we are having trouble getting the millennials, the younger,
right,
you know, people into this job.
Right, right.
Us old guys are getting out.
Yeah,
Eric.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be a problem here coming up pretty soon if we don't start making it even more interesting for the younger drivers.
No, you're right. I think there's some technology, maybe as it's integrated into equipment, or that could work in conjunction with equipment or the job itself that might help to draw them in, but you're absolutely right. But part of it also is the type of work. This is not an easy job. It's not easy working in the very long hours. And then, of course, as you know and you all know, many nights away from home and sacrifice. It's real sacrifice, and it's hard work. So when you start with that, it makes the recruiting a little tougher when you start with those types of words. But thanks to your success in trucking, you know, we can kind of point to those success stories. If you're going to talk to somebody who might be considering, you know, trucking as a career, what would you say as a 10-minute recruiter, if you were going to recruit for about 10 minutes, what would you say to that young person?
Well, I the first thing I'd say is get all the information that you can.
Right.
You know, don't let a recruiter like me try to sell you my company.
Right, and then be blindsided maybe down the road with a surprise that you weren't expecting.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know,
perfect.
But talk to as many people as you can.
Sure.
Go to the truck stops.
Yeah.
Talk to the drivers.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to hear stories from on both sides of the fence, but you should be able to pick a middle there,
right?
And pick the truth out of all those stories and find out.
Yeah.
Because the other thing is, trucking is not for everyone.
Right. Right.
And the problem we're running into right now is with the economy and everything, we're getting, this has turned into a job of last resort for some people because they
right.
can't go anywhere
sure.
else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they get in it for 6 months and realize, you know, this is not for me.
Right.
And
right.
they've already spent all this time, all this money going to school and stuff
right.
like that.
Sure. Sure. So, yeah. And, you know, it goes back to what Idella said, be honest. But, you know, again, that, because if you want honesty, talk to a driver. And I think that was probably my overall message in that television interview I was alluding to earlier, and that is that, you know, it is not easy work. I guess the ultimate question they asked me is, what would you tell one of your adult children about this? You know, if you really want to pursue it, find out just exactly what you said. Find out everything you can and go talk to the people who have done it successfully. You know, and they'll share with you the good and the bad, and you know, I guess that's probably the advice of for any career going forward, you know, and you could be successful at it if you really want to do it and you want to put in that time and effort. So now we got to talk about your location. Dick Pingle, your name is going to be up in lights where?
DeForest, Wisconsin.
DeForest, Wisconsin.
Just north of Madison.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. And, you know, and, of course, you're from Wisconsin.
Yep. I'm just 90 miles south or north of there.
Yeah, so... what is it like, you know, what is that, to be chosen, first of all, as a citizen driver? What is it like, what does that mean to you?
There's 3.5 million truck drivers.
Yeah.
And right now, I think there was 25, I mean, if this, well, I shouldn't say that, forced year, this would be 21
right.
picked
yeah. Yeah.
out of 3.5 million. So
yeah,
I think that's
sure.
a pretty elite club.
Yeah, it really is. It says a lot. But it goes back to, you know, what you and your lovely wife have done over the years, and I know firsthand from working with Char, and know that you also believe in giving back. Speak to that philosophy that you both live by.
Well, I think especially now, we're fortunate now. I've been in the industry long enough. Our kids are getting grown. Well, I shouldn't say all, because we still have our grandkids. Mm. But now we finally have that time
yeah.
to devote to the industry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you're just getting into it, you're just trying to make a living.
Yeah.
And now we can finally start, like you said, like Idella said, give back to the industry.
Yeah.
We have that time. You know, we have the finances to do it now.
Sure. You know, it's really great, and it's greatly appreciated. So, Dick, congratulations to you and to all the drivers here. And, again, hats off to my friends there at TA Petro for such a great program, the Citizen Driver Awards, something I look forward to every single year. Recognizing those drivers, those outstanding drivers out there, veteran drivers that, you know, this industry, as you mentioned, Dick, is going to rely on short-term and then hopefully long-term, can be a part of that recruiting process to maybe draw in that next generation of drivers. So thank you all and congratulations.